I've shared with many of you many times, so I won't tell it in detail now, a story about when I was a nurse working in an intensive care unit, and a patient of mine died late at night. And we proceeded, myself and several doctors, to try and resuscitate this man. And the doctors really wanted to stop the resuscitation. I was the nurse. Shouldn't really think of me as calling the shots. But at a moment in that resuscitation, my attention was drawn up to the corner of a room, and I see this man who I'd been taking care of for a couple weeks up in the corner, just up there, totally like himself, and he winks at me. And so I said to the doctors, no, we are not stopping this resuscitation. It was very compelling. And I just tell you, the man had all of the signs of being brain dead. You've all seen this on television, but pupils fixed and dilated. Anyway, without going into any gory details here. The next day, when I went to work, and he was alive and on a respirator, and but alive, I said, hey, John, I'm here. How you doing? And he just opened his eye and winked at me. Now, that is a very powerful story. But here's why I'm telling it now. It may have been the first time, I was trying to remember this morning, but I can't. It might have been the first time in my life that with that kind of clarity, a miracle happened. But I immediately went to the phone and I called my mother. I was in DC, she was in Pittsburgh. It's 1 in the morning. And I said to her, Mom, I just need to tell you, nothing is what we think it is. I mean, can you imagine you're awakened by a phone call? She said to me, honey, are you okay? Oh, I'm more than okay. Nothing is what we think it is.